The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to brace you all because there's a very high likelihood that I get very angry right now. Because I know particularly Slacker is going to have a different opinion than I do on this.
Hold on. Slacker.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, yeah.
Let's Enraged go, Erica.
Double E in the house. Let's go.
The problem is I'm not enraged yet.
Okay. Let's get you there.
This came up. Yeah, let's do it. This came up more than once over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it is about a man in a relationship or a woman in a relationship flirting outside of the relationship. I want to make it clear this did not come up about Dane.
Okay.
One of my best friends, I don't remember why this came up. She was like, yeah, me and my husband were talking and like flirting is always okay. And I'm like, no.
And this is so impossible, Erica, because I think what you think is flirting is what I call conversation.
I don't think, I actually think my idea of flirting is like cheating. Like when you're going way too far. So then I think of flirting and I get tense. I'm like, don't you dare flirt with anyone else.
Here's why I think your feelers are weird. Remember when you first got here and we were accomplishing welcoming you into Colorado and we were doing the Colorado done list.
Yes.
And we went out to a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place we went was Edgewater Inn. And afterward, you were like, going out, Slacker, is like this weird, like you were like, you were so weird with the
way. I said you were very charismatic.
Yeah. But like, you probably considered that flirting.
No.
No way. If
are you telling her what she feels? She's
yes,
saying, no,
I
she
am.
Didn't know.
Because she had a thing.
Thank
like,
you, Aaron.
Where do you use charisma? I'm like, you're not charismatic unless you're trying to like float it out there.
No.
I took that as like.
No, I actually, no, I didn't think you were flirting with her. I thought you. It was interesting because I know you one-on-one like this.
Right.
And off the air.
Yes.
And then like out at a restaurant, it's like this whole other like, ha da 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 da.
I was shaking my hands doing the razzle dazzle.
It's like a dog and pony show.
Do I really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an event, I would say, to go with you.
Like you turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
But then I would think, to me, this is what I was getting at.
Okay.
I think that's flirting.
I
think that
don't.
Would be perceived by a lot of people. And I included you in that. And yes. Maybe I was incorrect. But I would think a lot of people would see that level of like banter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I don't know what else flirting is. I mean, if flirting is giving your number, then of course that's not acceptable. But like turning up your conversational level a little bit like, oh my God, hey, great top. What's the best drink you guys have here? Like, what is that?
Dane's allowed to go out and about and ask a woman what the best drink is here. But I guess...
Can he compliment her earrings before?
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you don't know what flirting is. You don't know...
I probably don't.
Because what I think you think it is... I don't know what it is, clearly, because I thought you thought I was flirting when you called me charismatic.
No,
I thought
you thought I was flirting. Doing the song and dance.
I don't do a song.
You do.
You wear that top hat.
We need a devoted day to figuring
Mr.
out.
Peanut.
I want you guys to, like, can we do a day where you guys come in and act as me and you show me what it is I get?
Sure.
I want to know what my song and dance is.
Because so
I think
upset.
You're full of crap.
Okay, but you can't be angry at us after.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you know how that is. Don't be offended, but you can't tell me not
to. You're asking
us to
do that.
Hey, Aaron, are you
that.
Telling me how to feel my feelings? Oh, burn.
No, I'm just saying you are asking us to do this, so therefore you can't.
No, I still can.
Be mad.
Okay,
when
fine.
We
you can be
you
mad, but you can't fire us. Whatever.
I can't fire you anyway.
That's more important.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. But.
So along these lines, sometimes when I'm DJing, or it's happened in the past, there will be bartenders there who are women.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're scantily clad or whatever, because that's their uniform. And sometimes they'll write, like, some songs they request.
Sure.
And sometimes the note that they pass me might have, like, some hearts on it and stuff. But I can't tell. I'm like, are you flirting with me, or are you...
You're a 23-year-old girl. You write hearts to your mom, to the Starbucks person.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean...
Also, you're not, as a married man, reciprocating that.
Right. I like rip them up and don't play them.
No.
No,
or
I play them.
You could play the song. Play that them. Would be fine.
But I feel, I don't know. Is this flirting or is this just who you are? Kind of like you at the restaurant.
Okay, so let me just give you an example.
I think it's just being nice.
If you started playing that song and she's like, whoa, T-Hack! And you like gave her a little wink and the little boogie pose, little finger guns. What's that? Is that flirting? No.
No, no, probably not.
He winked though.
But if he then goes over to talk to her and is like yazzing it up.
He got his top out.
He gets his top out and cane now.
You know, this used to belong to Slacker.
I, you guys.
But the question truly is, if you are in a relationship and you are out without your partner and you are flirting, whatever your version of that is, with someone of the opposite sex or of the sex that you date.
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Because I think yes. Don't go out and flirt with people. Come home and flirt with me.
But you're not there at that moment.
So?
But I mean,
so I'm just out of sight. No,
it doesn't mean anything. Because I don't think, like I said, I just think flirtatious banter just happens.
As long as it doesn't go to the next. I just don't think
but
I flirt with anyone.
What is the next level? I think you flirt more than you think you do.
Mm. I don't talk to anyone other than you guys.
No, but like when we're out, we kind of go, like when we were doing back to the Colorado Dunn thing, like we're at a party and we're going table to table and you're charming and you're funny. And it's like,
that's not flirting though. That's just being
I
nice.
I don't know. What if Dane is super insecure? He might be like, wow, look at her just talking to all those people. Like, is flirting in the eye of your intention or is it in the eye of your significant other?
I think
goes,
it's
that
both,
crosses a line.
You have to agree.
I think it's actually more about your intention than anything else.
Yeah. So I could be like, this literally happened to me. I was with a girl who I perceived she flirted with every human that she ever talked to. It was maddening. We'd go out and she's just like, she was just like constantly, oh my God, you're so great, whatever. So then one day I was like, I'll just do it back. Oh, we're just out on a date. We're at Tavernetta in downtown Denver.
Ooh, I wanna go there.
What an incredible Italian restaurant. And there were these people, we were like kind of sat family style, and I just struck up a conversation with this woman or whatever. And she's like an esthetician. I was like, I need Botox. Give me your number.
Ooh, I don't know that you should get numbers.
She's an esthetician.
But you're one half of a relationship at that point.
And I.
But he needs an esthetician still, right?
Get her Instagram.
What am I going to do with that?
Oh, yeah. You nothing.
No, you know what I'm saying? And she was upset. And I'm like, I've watched you get numbers from people.
Oh, well, that's.
No, but she gets numbers from women. Oh, you're a hairstylist. Yay. But then she's talking to a guy too. Like, it just, to me, I was like, I'm returning your energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I just don't know what flirting is. Because if the numbers were across as a line, what if they're a provider? What if you're a contractor? Oh my God, I need your number. Mm-hmm. Like, what? I don't know where your line is.
Where does T-Hack stand on this as a married man?
I'm bad at flirting. I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
But if your wife was out and she came home and was like, yeah, and then I flirted with some guys, like, that's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
But what if she didn't say I flirted with some guys, but then you saw an Instagram video and you're like, whoa.
There'd be an Instagram video of it.
They're like, isn't this TX wife? And she's up there with a top hat and a cane. Oh, that's where
it went. The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.